This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
So Batman, there's David Feeney is standing down because the dog ate his citizenship papers, and I'm not a big fan of David. I'm not a big fan. I think he's been a pretty poor local member. I think he's been a pretty poor representative, and I think his memory lapses are not the sort of thing I expect from representatives. And you can absolutely defend him, but the reality is, he stepped down. That is going to be a really, really hard seat for Labor to hold. Jed Kearney's a strong candidate. Alex Patel for the Greens, and you've had your run-ins with the Greens. She's, I think, stood three or four or even...
Yeah, she's certainly stood many, many times. So I think this is her fourth.
It could also probably be a mini-series. But what we've actually got is the main candidates are Jed Kearney and Alex Patel. Jed Kearney for Labor, Alex Patel for the Greens. The Liberals have decided not to run a candidate, and we've actually got Michael Kroger, Victorian President of the Liberal Party, on the phone. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Macca. How are you?
Good, and I've got Jane Garrett with me, so...
Morning, Michael.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Jane. How are you?
You're being flanked on all sides here.
Pressure's
right,
on.
I'm out in a shopping centre campaigning in Nowri Warren, so...
How's that going?
It's actually good. We're here today with Tony Abbott and our candidate Susan Saray. So it's a bit of background noise, I apologise.
Wow.
It's a very busy shopping centre out here, so... Yeah, we just had a great breakfast in Cranbourne for 300. So, Jane, I think Daniel's got some trouble. If the Liberal Party can have a 300-person breakfast in Cranbourne, that's a pretty good sign that things are going well.
It is. Gee, that's it.
Sounds anyway. Like we should be broadcasting live from the shopping centre. Yeah, down there.
we should be down at Cranny. So, Michael,
true.
You guys, Liberal Party, Victorian Liberal Party, is not standing a candidate in Batman. Last time, David Feeney held the seat with Liberal Party preferences, so this is going to be a titanic battle. Why have you decided not to stand a candidate?
Well, Macca, we get 20 to 23% of the vote. We've never really, and there's been a couple of independents hold that seat since 1910, but, mate, for 102 of the 108 years that seat's been in existence, Labor have held it. So, as I said, we get 20 to 23%. So, I'll be honest with you, we are not going to win the seat. If we'd run, we're not going to win. So, we save ourselves $200,000 to $300,000, which is a minimum spend we'd have to do in a by-election. You're not just going to run and not back your candidate. So, it's not a seat we would like with a win. It would cost us a lot of money. And our resources are going to be used elsewhere. On the other hand, the third reason is, Macca, that if we ran, we'd have to preference one person or the other. Now, normally we would run and preference Labor because the Greens are more extreme. And one of the reasons we don't like preferencing the Greens is because we're worried about the anti-Semitic tinge that runs through some elements of the Greens, the Lee Rhiannon, etc. We worry that the BDS campaign is just a front for anti-Semitism. On the other hand, we've been assured by the Greens that their candidate, Alex Patel, has actually participated in campaigns against anti-Semitism, and she's against the BDS. So that gave us comfort. But on the other hand, if we ran, we'd have to preference the ALP still, and we're putting into Parliament what the ACTU president, who, with respect, Jane, the ACTU's been responsible for a lot of lies about penalty rates. They campaigned against a lot of our federal members and federal candidates with lies about penalty rates, and we're just not going to reward the ACTU and their president by running, spending money, preferencing them and putting them into Parliament. And finally, Macca, I should say that if the Labor candidate, however, had been a Feeney or a Garrett or next door, Peter Khalil, is the member in Wills. We probably would have run and preferenced them. I mean, you look at Khalil, who's pro-Israel, pro-America. He's in the moderate elements of the ALP. In Wills, we will probably run and preference him at the federal election. But we're just not going to spend money preferencing an extreme Labor candidate who has lied and cheated in previous elections. We're just not going to do that. We're not a vote. We're not a vote channeling machine for Bill Shorten. That's the long answer, Macca.
Oh, I wonder what you really think.
Get well, Abbott on the line. What does he think?
Macca, the good thing about your show is people tell it like it is.
They do.
The audience either agree with me or they disagree with me, but they're not ambivalent. No. Everyone listening to your show has an opinion. They have strong opinions, and mate, quite frankly, that's why I'm happy to come on your show and tell it like it is, because people think, yep, fair enough. They're not in any doubt as to what they think, and that's a good thing for people like Jane and I that contribute to the program.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I am gonna throw you a curly one. Do you have any comment on the goings-on in Canberra this week, vis-a-vis Barnaby and others?
Well, mate, obviously I don't.
Oh, you must. You must.
No one's listening. Go on, tell us.
No, I know there are thousands listening. So, look, you know, it's I've been through divorce myself, so I know these are terrible situations, and I wouldn't like, you know, people to comment on my situation as it was years ago, and you never know what happens in someone's personal relationship in their marriage. And it's just not something I want to get into. You know, it's extremely unfortunate for the Joyce family, for his new partner, for his wife and their kids. But, you know, heck, I've been through this, and, you know, I never liked people giving me advice when it was, you know, I won't go into it. But Barnaby, I'm not in the business of giving advice to people, because I've been through it myself. And, you know, no one knows what he's going through. On the other hand, Malcolm's got his responsibilities, but apart from that, I'll let. I mean, I'm just a pleb in the great political wheel of life. So
no, you're a stamp.
Much more power than me.
Oh yes, you're a stamp licker. Remember,
I'm a stamp licker. That's exactly right. Well, that's what I said on your show. I remember that. The other phrase was when I started I started at a business called Benjamin's Jewelers, a very famous jewellery business in Melbourne. In 1972, in December 1972, Macca, as a 15-year-old doing Christmas work there for 3 weeks, my first job was to stamp the watch guarantees. So they gave me a bit of paper and I had to put the stamp on it of the day, and I did that for about 3 hours. Then I thought, you know, sometimes, Macca, I think life hasn't progressed much beyond that, but anyway.
Well, look, thanks for talking to us, Michael. I know you've got a busy morning.
Great pleasure.
Really appreciate it. Now, just...
Yep, great pleasure.
Remind Tony that every time I see him, I ask him on the show, and he scurries off in the other direction at 100 miles an hour. just remind him...
He'd enjoy it.
The invitation is there, and you know that we don't ambush, we play a straight bat.
No,
so.
I, mate, he's 20 feet from me, so I'll go over and tell him.
Okay. You have a...
All right, and Jane, all the best to you, Jane.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
See you.
Thank you. That was Michael Kroger, President of the Victorian Liberal Party.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.